Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we bring in our good buddy Alan Mates. Alan is the president of Robinson and Mates, which is a marketing firm out of Chicago. And Alan's been a great member of our Brain Trust for a while. He and I have been friends for longer than that. And he is here to talk to us about how you and I can get a little bit more sophisticated with the way we keep up with what customers are doing and what they want. Alan Mates, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much. It's good to be on the show again.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So one of the things that you guys do a good job of is helping your clients understand and manage the convergence of technology and marketing, the tools and the expectations of customers coming together.
That's correct. I mean, the more and more of this convergence where marketing, media, and technology really all come together that enable all of us to be interconnected at all times. You know, brands and companies that we work with have a much bigger opportunity to reach and influence consumers at the point of their first inspiration, mm-hmm. and then drive them down the pathway to purchase. You can no longer really interrupt that target audience or that consumer with the message you want to get in front of their face. You have to have the right content out there across various, you know, media for them to find when they're looking for that inspiration.
So you're saying instead of firing a barrage at them, you put a tripwire in front of them.
That's correct. And you cover all your bases more than you ever have.
And you have to have, instead of shooting, sort of, and I hate to use these metaphors, but they're pretty handy. Instead of sort of firing at them at one place, you put trip wires in all the paths so that whichever way they turn, they find you somehow.
Yes, they have to find these various connectors between all the various communication channels, whether it's mobile.
Give us an example. Let's be specific about this. What would that look like?
What would it look like? You could think of a small business or a large business that's got a special event coming up, a grand opening for a store, let's say. That store's within a specific community. So within that community, the retailer's using traditional advertising.
Right.
To generate a little awareness.
Mm-hmm.
He puts a video on YouTube under the right search terms that shows the types of things he's going to have at this grand opening event.
Right.
He's got a mobile application that allows you to shop this store. He talks about radio and live remotes. So he looks at all the various communication channels.
How about a QR code on the print advertisement?
QR code on the print advertising is another way to get them engaged and get them from one device to another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That gets you off the print into some hopefully full motion video content
right.
that he's sending you to on his website.
Right.
And it's the utilization of all of these. And so the targeted customer or the existing customer has several different access points to get engaged with the brand.
It used to be that a blitz, a media blitz was, you know, radio spot, TV spot, newspaper ad, and maybe a press release, and you covered all those bases, and you kept repeating the ones that could be repeated, like radio, like television, like newspaper. Today, you still have those same things, but you also have the QR code and the mobile app and the Facebook wall. Wall and all that kind of stuff that you got to cover those bases too, don't you?
That's right. And in an instance like we're just talking with a new retailer opening up, don't forget one of the newest and fastest growing social communities of Pinterest, which gives you the opportunity to post things on boards in a very visual way.
Right.
And many of these successful large and small marketers are utilizing all of these social media avenues to reach different people who are residing in these various communities.
Right. And when we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us about allocating resources, Alan, because, you know, a lot of these things we just mentioned are free. Radio ads, TV, those aren't free, but those outlets execute those for you. But if you're going to be on social media, the platform itself may be free, but being effective on that is not free. We're going to get Alan to help us with that after these messages. Robinson Mates is the company. Alan Mates is our guest. And he and I will be right back. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.